أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعن الدائم الأبدي على أعدائه أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Still with Minhaj al-Salihin, part number one, for Sayyid Sistani. And last lesson, we are still in issue number three. And with issue number three, we reached to this sentence: when two persons who are learned and just and possess the capacity to identify a mujtahid or the a'lam confer the most non-jurist, not the most non-jurist, but the most best jurist, a'lam, confirm that a person is a mujtahid or an a'lam, provided that two other learned and just persons do not contradict them. In fact, being a mujtahid or an a'lam can also be established by a statement of only one trusted and reliable person. What does that mean, brothers and sisters? That means that in order to know who is the mujtahid or who is the jurist, that he is the a'lam, he is the first, I have to know. If I have, for example, I have two jurists, two a'lam, so which verdicts, which fatwas I'm going to follow? The verdicts of the first mujtahid or the verdicts of the second mujtahid? And both of them possess the capacity to identify a mujtahid or the a'lam. I have to know that either by myself to go and test the mujtahid himself, or I have a person, this person who is a very trusted and reliable. That means reliable person, a person who is studying at Hawza, who is a student of Hawza. Yes, definitely he is not a student at the beginning of Hawza, just like primary or intermediate school. He must be, for example, in a college, a bachelor degree, or he has at least a bachelor degree, for example, I mean, to mention which doctor or which professor he is the best. For example, here with the jurist, we have to mention the best jurist by whom? By this student. He is one of the Hawza students, just like we call him student of Bahith Kharij, Talib Bahith Kharij. It is just like equally the students of to be a PH or doctora at the college, at the academic study. So, this is the first way. The second way, when a number of learned persons who possess The capacity to identify a mujtahid or an a'lam, certify that a particular person is a mujtahid or an a'lam, provided that one is satisfied by their statements. Here, those are the people who just I told you, who they studied or they well known about Hawza and the ability of the mujtahid himself, they can mention or they can provide it that one is satisfied by their statement. Yes, you can take their statement as an evidence to you to say this jurist, mujtahid, this jurist is he is the a'lam, he is the best. So, brothers and sisters, either you by yourself, you can go to the mujtahid and make a test for him, and this is a very difficult way because it is not easy for a normal person to go and make a test for the jurist himself. But what is the most important thing is that maybe you have a number of learned persons who possess the capacity to identify a mujtahid or an a'lam, certify that a particular person is a mujtahid or an a'lam, provided that one is satisfied by their statements. If it is clear, I'm going to move to issue number 4. Within issue number 4, if I'm going to read the issue, if one generally knows that the verdicts of mujtahids do vary in day to day matters, and also that some of the mujtahids are more capable than the others, but is unable to identify the most learned one, then he should act on precaution based on their verdicts. And if he is unable to act on precaution, then he should follow a mujtahid he's supposed to be the most learned. And if he decides that they are all of equal stature, then he has a choice. So, here, yes, if generally somebody knows that the verdicts of one mujtahid do vary, it means changed. For example, from halal to mustahab, or from haram to makruh, or from makruh to haram, from legal into illegal. So his verdicts, fatwa of the mujtahid, has been changed or varied in a day to day matters. So, and also that some of the mujtahids and other mujtahids are more capable than the others. So he has two mujtahids. One of these jurists, one of these mujtahid, has his verdicts, his fatwa, do vary in day-to-day matters, while the other is more capable than the other one. But according to this situation, this follower, mukallaf, he is unable to identify the most learned one. Which is the most learned one? Is he مجتهد number one, jurist number one, or jurist number two. He can't mention which one in this situation. And the first one said with the same issue, the same problem, he said this is haram to do it. And the verdict of the other mujtahid, he said it is not haram. So what he should do in this situation? In this situation, and by the way, he doesn't know which one he should follow. So in this one, he should act on precaution based on their verdicts. He should be act on a precaution, muhtat, and his precaution, his ihtiyat, based on what? Based on their verdicts. The first one, the first mujtahid, and the second one. And if he is unable to act, yes, if this person, this follower, mukallaf, is unable to act just like on a precaution, he can't act like on a precaution, so what he should, then he should follow a mujtahid, one of them, he should follow one of these two jurists, these two mujtahids, a mujtahid, he should follow a mujtahid, he supposes to be the most learned. So he has now to follow one of them, one of these two mujtahids. This mujtahid, he is the most learned. And if decides that they are all of equal teachers, if they are equal in their stature, so then he has a choice. Then he has a choice to choose a jurist number one or jurist number two. So as a summary for this issue, number four, that a mukallaf, a follower, should know exactly which mujtahid he has to follow. If he has two mujtahids and they are equal in their learned, and if they are equal in their capability in giving fatwas, so, and they have given each one give a verdict fatwa which is opposite of the other, so the person or the mukallaf, he should work or he should act on a precaution if it is possible. If it is not possible to work on a precaution, so he has to choose which one, he has to decide that they are all of equal stature, or he has choose the other thing. So yes, he has to choose the other alim or mujtahid. So this is for issue number four. Now we move to issue number five. In issue number five, there are four ways of obtaining the verdicts of mujtahid. Dear brothers and sisters, there are four ways to get or obtain the verdicts, the fatwa of a jurist. What are these ways? The first way, when a man hears from the mujtahid himself. The first way, that you are as a follower, you hear you hear the verdict, the fatwa from the mujtahid himself. From the mujtahid himself. Yes. And this fatwa should be heard by the mukallaf himself from the mujtahid himself. This is the first way to get the verdict from the mujtahid. You have to follow. The second way is when the verdict of the mujtahid is quoted by two just persons. In this way, that there are two just persons, these persons are very trustful and they are not used of lying, and they quoted the fatwa of the mujtahid himself and they transfer it to you. This is the second way of getting fatwa. The third way, when a man hears the verdict from a person whose statement satisfies him. So what does that mean? That means that if you heard the verdict from a person who is a trustful to you, you have full confidence of him. He never lied on you in his life. So when he is telling you about the verdict of the jurist, so you will never say I can't take this from you. You have to take it from him. These are three ways, and still with the fourth way of how to get the verdict, the fatwa, from the mujtahid himself. Now, the way number four is by reading the mujtahid's book of masail, provided that one is satisfied about the correctness of the book. You see? And the fourth way is you have to read the verdicts of the mujtahid from where? From the book of masail, just like Minhaj al-Salihin. But this one is satisfied about the correctness of the book. You should be assured that this book is what? And that this book is very correct by the mujtahid himself and not full of many mistakes. Okay, brothers and sisters. Now, how about issue number 7? If we finished issue number 5 and 6, now we are in issue number 7. If an a'lam mujtahid gives a fatwa, gives a verdict on some matter, if this a'lam give what? Give a verdict, fatwa, in some matter, his follower cannot act in that matter on the fatwa of another mujtahid. Now, the followers of this mujtahid, they can't follow another jurist, another mujtahid, Why? Because their mujtahid has give his verdict, has give his fatwa. So his followers, they can't act just like others or other mujtahid verdicts or fatwas. But if he does not give a fatwa, but if that mujtahid never give a fatwa, he doesn't have a fatwa in some matter and express a precaution, and he never express a precaution, ihtiyat, that a man should act in such and such a manner. So what now the mukallaf should do? For example, plea, if he says that as a, yes, for example, if he says that as a precautionary measures in the first and second rak'at of the salah, he should read a complete surah after the surah of Hamd, surah al-Fatiha. Then the follower may either act on this precaution, which is called obligatory precaution, ihtiyat, wajib, or he may act on the fatwa of another mujtahid who is, yes, permissible to follow. Hence, brothers and sisters, here the first four or five lines in within this issue, that, yes, within this issue, that if your jurist, if your mujtahid gave you a verdict, gave you a fatwa, you should follow his fatwa, and you can't act just like other verdicts, just like other mujtahid verdicts. So you have to follow what? You have to follow your mujtahid fatwa. Then, if your mujtahid never gave a fatwa, never gave a verdict. Fatwa and verdict are the same meaning. Verdict in English and fatwa in Arabic. So, if your mujtahid never gave a fatwa, and he has no fatwa, or he has no thing for this issue. For example, if he says that as a precautionary measure in the first and second rak'at, in the first and second rak'at of the prayers of the Salat, he should read a complete surah. He should read a complete surah after what? After Surah Al-Fatiha. After Surah Al-Hamd, he should read a complete surah. Just like of Hamd, the follower may either act on his precaution, you know, of a precaution, ihtiyat, which is called obligatory precaution. It means ihtiyat wajib, obligatory, yes, obligatory precaution. This is ihtiyat wajib. Or he may act on the fatwa of another. Since that we have ihtiyat wajib, obligatory precaution, that, what does that mean, brothers and sisters? That means if you have to act like of your just like of your the verdict of your jurist mujtahid, according to the fatwa of your mujtahid, or you have to act according what? According of another mujtahid. But which one? I have many mujtahids after my mujtahid. Which one I have to act according to his fatwa? He said, you have to act on the fatwa of another mujtahid who it is permissible to follow. Yes, ihtiyat. Ihtiyat, precaution. Dear Mr. Haider, ihtiyat, it means precaution. What does that precaution mean? For example, if my mujtahid said, you have to read a complete surah after surah al-Fatiha in the first and the second rak'ah. Okay? You have to read, for example, surah al-Ikhlas after surah al-Fatiha, or you have to read surah al-Qadr, inna anzalnahu. So, what should I do? He said, this is for ihtiyat, obligatory precaution, ihtiyat wajib. So, what should I do? I am a follower. I am a mukallaf. What should I do? Should I act a'mal? Should I act just like my mujtahid, what he said? Or what should I do? Yes, you have either to act according to the fatwa of your mujtahid, according to the verdicts of your jurist, or you have to leave this fatwa of your jurist and to move to another one, to another mujtahid. And this mujtahid, we will say, this mujtahid who is permissible to follow. A permissible to follow, it means he comes after the a'lam. He comes after the a'lam. For example, dear brother Haider, now we have four mujtahid in Najaf. We have Sayyid Sistani, we have Sayyid Muhammad Sa'id al-Hakim, and we have Sheikh Bashir al-Najafi, we have Sheikh Muhammad Ishaq al-Fayyad. So we have four jurists in Najaf. So if I am one of the followers of Sayyid Sistani, now Sayyid Sistani, he is the A'lam, okay? He is the A'lam. And in one issue, Sayyid Sistani, he said, you have to read a complete surah after surah al-Fatiha. This is what? This is a precaution, obligatory precaution, ihtiyat wajib. So, what should I do? شنو راح أعمل أنا? Here, you have either to act according to Sayyid Sistani verdicts, fatwa, imma raht. You are going to act, ta'man, according to Sayyid Sistani fatwa, or you have what? Obligatory precaution, ihtiyat wajib. You are going to leave Sayyid Sistani in this issue, and only in this issue. فقط في هذه المسألة. Only in this issue, you are going to act what? Who is the most learned after Sayyid Sistani? For example, Sayyid Muhammad Sa'id al-Hakim. So you have to act according to Sayyid Muhammad Sa'id al-Hakim's verdicts, fatwa, and you have to follow him only in this issue. Then within another issue, within another topic, you have to go back to سيد السستاني. Is it clear, Mr. Haider? If it's not clear, I can explain it more and more. But if it's clear, write number one. If it's not, write number two, please. Yes, Mr. Haider, it is clear. All right, I'll continue. Now, here, Sayyid Sistani is giving us, or he may act on the fatwa of another mujtahid. Fatwa, it means verdict. Verdict. Fatwa of another mujtahid, another jurist, who is permissible to follow. Hence, he gave us hints right here. With this hints, if he, which one? The second mujtahid. The second mujtahid. If he rules that only Surah Hamd is enough, he, the person offering prayers, may drop the second surah. The position will be the same if the A'lam Mujtahid expresses terms like Ta'ammul or Ishkal. Here said that if the second Mujtahid that you are imitating, that you are following, here that this Mujtahid, he said what? He said you can read only Surah Al-Hamd. Only Surah Al-Hamd, you can read it. That's enough. So, according to the person offering prayers, it means a follower, a mukallaf, may drop the second surah. He's not going to read the second surah. He just reads Surah Al-Fatiha. That's all. The position will be the same if the A'lam Mujtahid expresses terms like Ta'ammul or Ishkal. This is the situation that Mujtahid or A'lam, when he said, I have Ta'ammul or I have Ishkal, that means here you have to go for what? To go to the second jurist or to the second Mujtahid, or you have to stay and act just like Mujtahid Fatwa. Okay. Now, here we are stopping with issue number 8. With issue number 8. By the way, Mr. Haider, you told me to find a book, and already this book, it is found on the address of our school. If you give me a minute, I'll bring this address to you. For within the break, I'm going to give the address. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.